The success of Pat Summitt as a coach while being a mother helped change the narrative that women can't be both. Her inspiring messaging is now encouraging LVFLs and other coaches around the league to offer that same support to Lady Vols head coach Kim Caldwell as she expects her first child this winter. I'm Paige Dower. This is the Field Pass on Full Disclosure. Pat Summitt inspired many by her actions, and that became even more true when she had her son, Tyler. Now, watching her balance being a mom and a coach left a lasting impression on her former guard, Nikki Caldwell-Fargus.
I think it's important. I feel like when I was a player and under Pat, we were able to witness her first child with Tyler. And I was a freshman, and so I got to see Tyler grow up. He grew up around us.
Nikki Caldwell would go on to have a vastly successful coaching career. In 2019, she was one of the top young coaches in the country when she was hired as the LSU women's basketball head coach. It was in that same season that she and her husband, former NFL running back Justin Fargus, would be expecting their first child, news she couldn't wait to share with her team.
I remember sitting around in a huddle, and the way that I announced it to them, I said, you guys can't be running up my blood pressure. I don't need to be fussing at you guys. I need you guys to be a little bit more coachable because I'm pregnant. And then the whole team was like, started laughing, and we just had such a great time.
Nikki would go on to have her daughter Justice just 48 hours after the SEC tournament, and in her brief time away from the team, she says she relied heavily on her assistants, just as Coach Kim Caldwell will.
I want to say I had an amazing staff, and you can see how Coach Caldwell's staff has really stepped up. They're taking the leadership, that leadership role that you need, and they may have to hear their voices a little bit more, and they got to be a little bit more attentive to the needs of the players. I'm not saying that Coach Caldwell isn't, but when you have great assistants, that's what they do for you.
Nikki returned to the team just days later and coached her Tigers to the second round of the NCAA tournament and finished the year with 23 wins. Now her confidence to coach while pregnant and return so quickly after giving birth was in part a reflection of watching her late head coach Pat Summitt do so.
She instilled in us that you can be both. You can be this mom, this wife, but also you can have a career. And she was a living testimony of how you can still be successful doing both.
As for her words of encouragement for Coach Kim Caldwell, she has two things she wants the coach to remember.
I would say find time to sleep. Swaddle is a big thing. Make sure you swaddle.
Two sit-down interviews coming up talking about similar obstacles of something that was once uncommon becoming very common in today. And I think they're going to be great one-on-one sit-down interviews that I really hope you guys subscribe to and tune into later this week. I'll have it on Tuesday and Wednesday. So I really do hope you guys are a part of the audience that gets to see it. These are the stories I love to tell. So I really do appreciate your all's support. So make sure you subscribe so you're here for those stories, because they're going to be great sit-down interviews, and I think they're very compelling. So hopefully you're here to watch it and share it with all of your friends. That's the best way to support me, because everything on the Field Pass I do completely on my own. So I really would appreciate any support you guys could give me, and I hope you all are enjoying the content that I'm putting out. And I'll be back Tuesday and Wednesday to talk more about this topic.